Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Am I alive? A little better. Am I live? Like live?
That's my tent there. That's where I am now. The night of your party was the last time I went to the lake. I traveled by bike.
You weren't there. You were at home, but that didn't matter.
This belief was bound up with his other belief that it would be a perfect sacrifice. push something.
Back when property was property and time was time, we could spend as long as we wanted looking at houses and land and animals and lakes and the sea and the sky. We could do all that at the same time if we really felt like it. It didn't matter how long we spent anywhere. Back when a camera was a camera, I mean a real camera, one that could fly and go underwater and take pictures and videos of you while you flew it, we could pretty much see anything we wanted to see. We liked looking and videoing and leaving our footprints and the tire prints of our vehicles on everything. Sometimes we'd go back to check that all of our prints were still there, take pictures, and leave more prints in the process. And a week later, we'd go back to video it and leave more marks until we'd been over everything. We didn't own any of what we were looking at. It was all fantasy. Back when real estate was real estate, what you stole was what you owned. But we weren't the stealing types. We were the documentary types.
It ran in the family.
Accelerated, and it goes to infinity. Because there
was some funny consequences. For example,
so this
the list
was the
of all
ancient
the even
distinction
numbers
between
is also countable infinity.
Intuitively,
you think there's only
and
half as many
for many
even
thousands
numbers
of years,
as
Aristotle's philosophy
that would be
was
true if the list was finite.
Western,
but when the list becomes
unending, dogma
it's not true,
and belief about
because you
the
can draw a line
from
and
his
one
distinction
to two,
many,
from two to
four, thought that
three
there could
to six.
We did this
so
until everybody worried about how far their vehicles could go. People would talk about batteries and battery life and about the length of battery life and where batteries could and couldn't take you in your own life. They'd tell you about distance and say that you would get stuck and never make it back. And friends would spread the theory that batteries damaged your mind because they made you believe you could go further than you actually could. They made you think you were something you weren't. So batteries were banned, and then nobody could drive. And we couldn't visit anyone apart from our closest neighbors.
When it got
dark, your dad said, when dark was real dark, before batteries and before artificial light, animals circled around us instead. They'd come up and sniff your face, land on it if they could. We gave off something that they liked back then, a smell, maybe. They'd stay on your body until you had the courage to move yourself. But everything changed when electricity domesticated them. They've ignored us ever since. From that point on, we traveled by foot or by bike through the valley to the lake. February 2nd, 11 a.m. We rode down from the gate at the top of Sindale Hill. It was steep, a 13-degree angle at least. And then we traveled through an area full of blackberry bushes. From there, things flattened out into a tarmac road with tall oaks on either side. Some were diseased. Birds seemed to avoid these. Across the valley, I could see the town, and just next to it, a cloud of smoke heading towards us. The formless shape of a wildfire over the horizon lit up a small woodland and half of a field, something I'd only seen once before.
A
a gender reveal party sparked this massive blaze that's still burning. You know, those pyrotechnic devices that explode in blue or pink to announce the baby's sex. This scorched dry brush area is where the family staged the gender reveal party. The idea was to ignite a smoke canister to show the sex of the baby, but things quickly got out of hand, with temperatures over 100 degrees and plenty of fuel to feed the fire.
Some sort of pyrotechnic device that exploded. The fire started as a small fire and then it grew to the eyes.
In the days when a birthday was a birthday and a party was a party, we would all gather by the water and take pictures. A name was a name, and a face was a face, so we had no problem knowing who was who or where anyone was. Nobody got lost. Our devices helped with that. Everyone took cameras to the parties, attached to their gameware, so we'd video it all. And afterwards, we combined all the footage so that we had a version of the party from every angle. We could watch and edit and watch again and edit again and watch over and over. We never got tired of editing. Before the land argument, the neighbors would join in on the editing sessions. They'd come over every evening and stay until the morning. And they would edit themselves in or out of everything. Nobody bought or gave each other new gifts. Instead, we would all work for weeks to upgrade each other's devices. Then we would give them to each other at birthdays. And each of us would receive a modified version of a device we already owned. But nobody could tell whose was whose at first. The bodies and skins of the cameras and drones had been changed so that people couldn't recognize their own belongings. It would take hours to convince you that anything was yours. The thing about birthdays, your dad said, while we stood by the lake, is that they're not celebrations like everyone thinks. They're really about technology and about receiving devices that alter you and change your view of everything and everyone. People don't give you presents they think you'll enjoy. They give you presents they think will modify you, to customize you in their own image and create another version of you. Two p.m., a cafe on the outskirts of town. Inside was empty, quiet, apart from an elderly couple in a far corner who spoke in hushed tones about the recent birth of their grandchild. This was when notices about house sales and deaths Funerals, marriages, babies, and missing animals, both pets and livestock, were displayed all together on a big board, and they were constantly torn down and replaced and covered with other notices, which gave anyone passing through the impression that life here traveled at an unnatural speed, evolving into an endless series of landmark events, each about the beginning or end of some family or business.
So this made people...
This was first noticed by Galileo, who thought it was so strange.
All this information, the thoughts and feelings and life events of everyone we knew, ran through the town and drove us mad. People either raced to catch up with time or did nothing and let it catch up with them. It wasn't order or chaos. It was something in between. Multiple actors in a constant state of action and reaction and counter-reaction, brought together every day at regular intervals. It wasn't anything you could see, but you could feel it. It's like the material of your jumper, someone said. You know that feeling on a cold day when a single drop of water from a glass drips down inside your jumper sleeve? And the frustration that overtakes you and almost drives you to pour the entire jug down yourself. That's how I experience the atmosphere of this town. A jug of water slowly dripping down my sleeve forever. Self-inflicted, they said. But all these things would eventually become secrets. Lost in legal proceedings, mostly, or never actually happen, or be forgotten by everyone. Secrets are like sugar, you said, while we drank a sports drink. They are sweet to find, sweet to keep. They have an energy stored inside them. But all the sugar you have ever consumed is still in your mind and body and soul. Same as secrets. Apart from us, everyone is under the illusion that food and brands and farming and bodies are all about meat. They think fat is in charge. But that doesn't control you. Sugar does. So do secrets. And if you take fat out, you have to put sugar in. Then when you're buried, the glucose from your body spreads out into the earth. And it stays there, like plastic that takes hundreds of years to decompose. Or secrets that slowly come out. One notice advertised the party, another advertised the sale of a haunted building, apparently visited by the spirit of a director who died in a freak accident when the town was a film set. Nobody witnessed it. Everyone had to live somewhere else.
property that's quite delightful and has only just come onto the market. This executive modern detached family home sits on a quiet private cul-de-sac position backing onto Bow Manor Woodland. The property offers gas, centrally heated and UPVC double glazed accommodation. 5 bedrooms, 2 en-suites and a family bathroom.
There's a really good sized family bathroom with corner bath and shower. It's a great place to look at for larger families.
But that's not the half of it. Come inside and let me show you some of the surprises that lie behind the door for you. Let's go and take a look.
Now, once you enter, there's a spacious hallway, as you can see, which leads off to the front room.
Which is currently being used as a family room. Could, of course, be a dining room or even a study.
There's a downstairs washroom with toilets and understairs storage. The ensuite has a double shower to relax in. Now, I did tell you this house was full of surprises, didn't I? The large lounge, as you can see, is a great space in which to relax, and it's a good size too, with a featured gas effect fire.
Well, at the rear of the property, we have an open plan living space with a dining area and a newly fitted stylish contemporary kitchen area too. There's a double oven, an infection hub, as well as a breakfast bar and a smashing solid oak worktop.
Property prices weren't a mystery. Leases and land and all assets had to be uploaded to a shared system so everybody could see each other's stock and income growth. And back then, property and time were hard to name because most names were owned and most time was already named.
The thing about names, you said,
is that every place or person or vehicle has more than one of them. And multiple names create multiple realities. And your own name means different things to everyone you know. People don't become names. Names become people. Names own you. And you spend your time fighting them until somebody gives you a new one. People told me that when I gave you a camera, it would expand everything and change your surroundings into a documentary, which you could edit endlessly. They said it would turn everyone around you into an actor and director and editor all at once without even trying. Then I realized that a recording device, whatever form it takes, actually shrinks your world instantly. We all saw our own faces and heard our own voices in playback. But you can never really see yourself, ever, you said. What you think is you on this device isn't you. That's still a mystery. Every house had its own lake or river or some body of water. And every house had its own animals in the water. Spawn were attracted to properties with the most income growth. Nobody knew why, but the water was prime real estate. Sometimes we would climb onto the neighbor's land at night and trespass for hours just to put our cameras and devices into their water. Each time we went, we would return with videos of animals, animals that we didn't have in our own water. If we kept quiet, nobody would notice us coming or going. It was all secret. ...8 p.m. The climb up from the lake to the ridge took an hour or more. We pushed our way through thick undergrowth until we saw the crowd gathered and the vehicles parked and tents dotted around. I could smell something cooking, no idea what it was. Then we took our bikes to hide them below a group of trees.
This area was not made up of homes. It was more like a place of temporary refreshment for people that drifted in and out.
rules and laws depended on who was there
and whoever
and whoever heard them. That evening, we were just in time for the sunset. So we locked the bikes, set up camp, and sat down. At parties, people played a game called Tell Me Without Telling Me. They would exchange information about themselves, or about their relatives, or places and ideas and opinions, without using words. Revealing facts by giving obvious clues, but never saying anything. Tell me you are trespassing without telling me you are trespassing. Tell me it's a script without telling me it's a script. Tell me it's live without telling me it's live. Tell me it's a set without telling me it's a set.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.